You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Good morning and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Friday, March 22nd, 2019 on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. As always, thanks for coming along for the ride, wild and dystopic ride. It really is. It's bumpy, but here we are. It's Friday. It's National Goof Off Day. I don't think I'll be observing because I think there's far too much of observance of that throughout the rest of the year. During yesterday's broadcast, I mentioned that I think that we could call GMO glyphosate vaccines and dirty power the four horsemen of the health apocalypse. When you look around at all of the things, the chronic illness that people are suffering from, it is almost all, if not all, attributable to or linked to one or more of what I'm going to start calling the four horsemen of the health apocalypse: GMO, glyphosate, vaccines, dirty power. I made a little graphic with the circles overlapping like I talked about yesterday, and that's in yesterday's archive. And Aaron and Melissa Dykes, TrueStream Media, tweeted a couple of days ago, "Look around with overlapping circles. 1984, Brave New World, Fahrenheit 451, and in the middle, it says, you are here." And so I retweeted that, pinned it to the top of the Road Warrior Radio Twitter page. with the addition, the additional caption, perhaps all that's missing is a pair of Nelson / Carpenters. You know, that's Ray Nelson and John Carpenter, obviously. They live glasses with which to look outward, you know, from the center of those concentric rings or whatever. Isn't it curious? In Chapter 11, titled 2029 of Kurzweil's Age of Spiritual Machines, visual pattern recognition and long-term memory are singled out for augmenting or replacing, quote-unquote. So you're not supposed to notice that, you know, that's what's happening, and that's where we are, and it's not by accident. These kinds of, you don't make something happen in the midst of 320, something, how about I say it this way, something doesn't happen by accident that is coordinated and draws 320 million people along with it, or more, actually. And so that's curious. You know, we don't drive from Washington State to Florida by accident. You have to, you know, obviously that's planned. I suppose you could get there by accident, but you couldn't. It would be difficult to argue that 320 million people could do that in a coordinated fashion accidentally, if you know what I'm saying. So that's interesting. And so we are starting to see more patterns. We're starting to talk about more patterns. You know, bad guys have been circling their wagons around talking points for at least a couple of years now, like, you know, our vaccine and GMO resistant crowds joining forces. It's not that people are joining forces, it's that they are seeing these kinds of things. Again, so the what I'm going to call the four horsemen of the health apocalypse: GMO, glyphosate, vaccines, dirty power. Look at the overwhelming lobbying interests that are represented in those four contingents. You know, the latest case, Bobby Kennedy Jr. just tweeted earlier this week on Tuesday, a federal jury in San Francisco just found Monsanto's Roundup herbicide was a substantial factor in causing the cancer of Edwin Hardeman in a landmark verdict that could affect hundreds of other cases. And again, there are, I think at last count, there are still more than 9,000 cases outstanding. And this is a big one because Dwayne Johnson was... that was a little more controversial if you get into the details of it. But this one is more sort of cut and dried, if you will. Which is, you know, pun unintended, because Roundup is used as a crop desiccant sometimes. Anyway, that's a landmark situation. And so glyphosate and GMO are obviously in view there. GMO and glyphosate are in view when we talk about vaccines, because many vaccines contain elements of GMO and glyphosate. And again, dirty power, you know, we talked about that. I did the show with Dave Stetzer on this Wednesday, and these forces catalyze one another. What was the other thing that I saw recently? Oh yeah, Elizabeth Warren is talking about, and you know, for those who aren't a fan, you should watch Tucker Carlson's recent piece about Elizabeth Warren's book and how crazy hysterical America's being whipped up into a frenzy. And you see the forces, right? You see the crazy nonsense that, I mean, looking at oh gosh, what's his name? You know, so Nicholas Cruz is in the news. You have Trump, the, you know, Golan Heights nonsense. Nicholas Cruz and oh gosh, What the heck is his name? Cesar Sayoc. He's in the news now today, right? So you have it's kind of like everything. It's the confluence of forces, and these things go in waves. Again, pattern recognition. You know, we get a high-profile incident in New Zealand we have to hear about, and then as we're hearing about that and the ripple effect of that, then we have to be terrorized again and reintroduced to, or what is a better term for that? I can't think of it. Re-victimized, essentially, by this victim psychopathy. And this is the place now where we're going to make decisions. This is where we're going to make all of our future long-term decisions. We're going to be put into that deranged, disturbed sort of mental state. And then that's where we're supposed to make long-term decisions. And then you fold in all of the other nonsense. There's the, you know, you hear echoes of Charlottesville for no apparent reason. Why are we hearing about Charlottesville all of a sudden? You hear about, you know, and when you hear about Charlottesville, you know, you hear alt-right, you hear Richard Spencer. And when you hear Richard Spencer now, there is that story that's rattling around. Oh gosh, what's her name? The realtor. Whitefish Realtor. Tanya Gersh, Richard Spencer's mom also. Tanya Gersh is the realtor, and there's, you know, that's a big... So that story's been rattling around for 2 years now, and that has resurfaced recently. For what reason? There's no news. There's nothing new in that story. Why are we hearing about that again? And of, you know, along with those names, you hear Andrew Anglin over at the Daily Stormer, you know, so... We're hearing he doesn't, you know, he fears for his life, doesn't want to return to the U.S. Great. Who cares? Who cares? It wasn't news 2 years ago. It's still not news. Who cares? You don't. I don't. So, you know, you get all of this, and the video that the clip or we should play clips from that, actually. The... live stream that Del Bigtree did yesterday, it's titled Yale Doctors Afraid to Debate? Question mark. I think we'll stick that in today's archive. It's also in yesterday's. Definitely something everyone needs to listen to. He at one point discusses, so Bobby Kennedy Jr. Was in Connecticut to debate a pediatrician and four Yale scientists on the safety and efficacy of vaccines and, you know, corrupt pharmaceutical companies that make them, and nobody showed up. RFK Jr. was an invited guest. My understanding is he was an invited guest, and not only, Congressman Josh Elliott, who was apparently instrumental in arranging this discussion or debate, there's question on exactly who thought what was what, but not only did he not show up, but neither did any of the other panelists, and it was a last minute ditch, basically. No one showed up, no one bothered to show up, and so RFK Jr. flew in and took the opportunity to speak for about 4 or 5 hours. And the press tried to, there were certain folks that tried to, and Josh Elliott was one of them apparently, that tried to turn it into some kind of race conflict issue, which was weird, and that was debunked in the video. That so you hear that lately too. There's all kinds of that nonsense going on. There is an overwhelming effort to balkanize us, to have us divide and conquer ourselves, essentially. And it's absurd. So that gets back to kind of coming full circle in the first segment here, I recall one particular moment back in 2013 and back in 2013 when Larkin, Texas gave me a bit of a hard time for discussing mainstream media talking points. And I bring it up only because, and I don't even know how to say this. Not only do I not have a problem with it, I understand, and you know, I always appreciate his feedback. This is not a criticism, quite the contrary. What I'm trying to say is I bring it up only because I can imagine others may share his sentiments. And as a point of clarification, I don't like talking about the mainstream so-called news coverage either. I do it in conjunction with and to corroborate deeper issues, but I also do it, as I mentioned occasionally, including back then, as an antidote of sorts. The relentless onslaught of propaganda, and the gaslighting in particular, especially recently, is like, and the projection, you know, the reversal, turning language upside down. I mean, it's exactly, to me, what Isaiah is talking about in Isaiah chapter 5. Woe to them who put light for dark and dark for light, evil for good, good for evil. That's what we're seeing. It's been the corruption of language and things for a long time, you know, for the past half century or so that we've seen in America in particular. And it's at this point, it's no small matter, you know. The Bernaysian post-truth era that we find ourselves in. Anyway, so the relentless onslaught of propaganda and the gaslighting in particular is like Erwin Schrödinger's cat, basically. Sure, you saw Bobby Kennedy in Connecticut on Tuesday, but did you really see Bobby Kennedy in Connecticut on Tuesday? Was he really there? I mean, I challenge anyone to find a mainstream article that it's like he wasn't there as far as the mainstream press is concerned, if you could even call it press, as far as the propaganda, the establishment propaganda machinery is concerned. Well, Bobby Kennedy Jr. doesn't exist. Quite frankly, it's as though he's been unpersoned. You listen to any commentary. I mean, Mark Pasniokas wrote a hit piece. I would call it a hit piece in the Connecticut Mirror, ctmirror.org, titled "This Kennedy Embraces Science on Climate, Not Vaccines." And, you know, where's the video clip? It's completely one-sided. Completely lopsided is what it is. And, I mean, it includes weird statements like, where is that? You know, and they all say the same things. And I'll get into this in a little bit. I want to finish this point before we go on. Where is that? You know, just the weirdest. Yeah, wasn't what I wanted to do. Weirdest kinds of things. Why people, who put them up to this? So there's a sentence that is broken out from other paragraphs toward the end of the article. His uneven voice is a consequence of spasmodic dysphonia, a rare disorder that affects his voice box, often making him sound like sound on the verge of tears. What is the purpose of, is that, I mean, I don't know, maybe that's a big question that people are asking in Connecticut. Why does he talk like that? I don't know. It doesn't seem really germane to the, you know, the subject matter and context of the article, not in my humble estimation. It sounds more like just a further effort to marginalize and besmirch him. That's how I read it. Anyway, I'll finish the point when we come back. Stick around. More after this break.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Welcome back. It's just unbelievable. I mean, really, that sounds like, you know, kind of a rhetorical point. I mean, really unbelievable in this country. I remember growing up, you know, you could see discussions happening and things happening, and sure, propaganda over the last century, sure, you know, Tofflerite prosumers and, you know, Newt Gingrich handing out the third way and all that stuff, but there was discussion, and that all, you know, there are forces that are trying to shut all of that down. The First Amendment is again, I mean, that's clear and plain language, and those are inalienable or unalienable rights. Cannot be given away, cannot be taken away. They are not constitutional rights. They are rights inherent in the people, every people. You know, every one of the people. The flesh and blood, not the five USC 551 persons. It's interesting, you know, on that note, I generally agree with Dinesh D'Souza, but, you know, when he debated Cenk Uygur, I actually agreed with Cenk when he was talking about that issue. I agreed with his point. Anyway, they are rights inherent in the people. They're inherent rights. They're not constitutional. That's why it's implied, for example, in the Second Amendment, the right of the people to keep and bear arms. Doesn't say, thus, you know, we have decreed, the people have the right. No. The right of the people to, and by the way, you know, in case you're confused, the Ninth Amendment clearly states, you know, this list is including but not limited to. I thought we were supposed to grow up understanding these things. But, you know, if you listen to, I don't know, whoever the latest mouthpiece is, you know, Peter Hotez, for example, the idea of discussion, oh, we can't have that. And you'll find over and over that whether it's Peter Hotez or the pediatrician and four scientists and Josh Elliott himself, apparently, or, you know, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez or any one of these people, it's always the same thing. They huff and they puff. They talk a big game. But when it comes to crunch time, when it comes to actually sitting down and having a discussion, then you find, you know, when Ben Shapiro says respectfully, hey, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, I'd love to sit down and talk in depth with you about the issues. Candace Owens says the same thing. I'd love to sit down and talk with her and let's have a conversation about your platform, about your planks. Let's talk about what the real issues are. Let's dig in a little bit. You know? And Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez or whomever, you know, tweets something along the lines of, like catcalls, you know, I don't have to dignify, you know, implying some kind of chauvinistic, you know, misogynistic, motive or whatever, of Ben Shapiro. And then, you know, Candace Owens says, well, you know, I'm not a chauvinist. I'm not a male chauvinist. So do you want to talk to me? I'd love to talk to you. Nope, same treatment. Cold shoulder. Why is that? Speaking of pattern recognition, long-term pattern recognition, same things over and over. But I'm not supposed to believe my lying eyes. So I'm not going to do it again. I'm going to miss it again. So getting back to the point, you know, the mainstream talking points, I do it in an effort to, you know, as an antidote, but also to counter, or as the sort of opposite, you know, to help us all go, okay, I'm not crazy. You know, it's, again, like, you know, the gaslighting. Well, I really will finish this point on the other side of the break. Stick around, we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
I am so sick of the media dictating the terms of the narrative in this country. I'm so sick of having to be apologetic for who I am. I'm so sick of people in middle America being called flyover country or slope-headed.
Conservative teabaggers.
And it's going to be teabagging day.
It's hard to talk when you're teabagging. Appreciate it very much.
It's so funny because the teabaggers, the one thing they hate is when you call them racist.
If racism is not the whole of the Tea Party, it is in its heart.
The hatred that Timothy McVeigh, Lee had. There are plenty of people like that right now.
Lots of them.
I think you get the general tenor of this. It's anti-government, since this is highly promoted by the right-wing conservative network, Fox.
The left pits people against each other. Divide and conquer is the strategy. I don't want to live in that world. It is the exact opposite of E Pluribus Unum.
You falsely accused me of being involved in a racial incident.
He said you were
racist. You are racist.
He said he
works.
He said he works.
You are very racist. So here's what you dealt with.
He said he works for you.
It's going to come to light who you really are. It's going to come to light who you really are.
Hey, just answer one question. Yes or no?
What about the fake person?
Yes or no?
And what the left has stood for with political correctness is to try and get those with whom they disagree to shut up. And the Tea Party movement and Sarah Palin and Michelle Bachmann and Alan West and all the people that have gone out there against the mainstream media and said, you're going to call us racist? You're going to call us potential Timothy McVeighs? F*** you.
I'm sorry, but it just feels like that's kind of where we are. So anyway, on a parallel note, I feel like, you know, if you watch Del Bigtree, especially these days, he seems like he's channeling the spirit of Andrew Breitbart, if I can say that. So anyway, you know, you see what's going on. You see what Andrew Breitbart's talking about. Sure, we could dive into the nuances, the details, and, you know, do a better job of using how does Jordan Peterson put that? His 12 rules. The language. Be precise in your speech. That's it. We could be more precise in our speech. But that's how it feels. And, you know, speaking of pattern recognition, you know, again, targeted, singled out specifically, and targeted in Kurzweil's Age of Spiritual Machines back in 1999 for, you know, augmenting or replacing. We can augment or replace, for example, visual pattern recognition or long-term memory. Why would you want to replace those two regions of someone's brain? I ask rhetorically, so that they can't, you know, see what you're trying to do. So why did Max Eastman decide to translate The Revolution Betrayed? Why do you suppose he decided to translate The Revolution Betrayed by Leon Trotsky? Lev Davidovich Bronstein. Speaking of pattern recognition, so, you know, seeing what's happening and just the bewilderment of seeing the terminology vaccine misinformation or vaccine hoax, by definition, that's what's happening in these propaganda pieces. Right? I mean, it's not even, these pieces are not even bashful about they're just, I mean, it's completely false. It's not even subtle anymore. And it seems like there are some weird things happening. You know, if you listen to what Del Bigtree says about what happened in Connecticut earlier this week, it's a completely different take than the spin. You know, again, the efforts to gaslight anyone who takes a balanced, even just a balanced perspective on what happened. The fact that Bobby Kennedy Jr. showed up in Connecticut, that's something. He showed up. If you want to, I mean, it's just interesting. It's a hot potato the mainstream press didn't even want to touch. And apparently, I mean, what else am I to infer? You can't find, I defy anyone to find any sort of establishment propaganda coverage other than the one that I mentioned, Mark Pazniokas over at the Connecticut Mirror. This Kennedy embraces science on climate, not vaccines. Mark, I'm curious, before you wrote that piece, before you make your statement, by the way, climate science, to use terminology like that, is the Streisand effect. That makes someone think, why do you have to do that? You know, you don't say sun science or air science or, you know, tree science or, I'm not really. You understand? We don't use that kind of terminology in any other thing than these pseudoscientific, you know, scientism areas. And it really is a religion. It operates like a religion. And you're not allowed to question it, apparently, that the worshiping at the technocratic altar. Even though time and time again, you know, we see things that challenge those narratives. You know, there's a CBS story out today. What was it? Sugar and what was that story? There's that. There's the aspirin story I mentioned. Sugar and colon tumor growth. That's the story. Well, we didn't know about that except 50 years ago when, or 60 or 70 years ago, actually, in the 1950s when that was, yeah, we knew about that. And before, actually, but it was a big deal then. And anyway, turns this thinking on its head from time to time, but we're not supposed to question anything. Certainly not these large multinational corporations that are keeping this legacy media machine propped up. I have said, it's interesting how things go. You know, speaking of pattern recognition, I've been saying for a while now that CNN, Fox News, CBS, NBC, MSNBC, all of it, the infrastructure is too bloated to be legitimate. How does that monolithic apparatus even operate? You know, it's so bloated, it has to be cost prohibitive. I can't wrap my mind around how that would be a profitable operation, especially when you see a lot of the ads that are run, you know, during the middle of the day. I mean, it's just whatever. The companies that are running the ads at certain times can't possibly be keeping the lights on. So to me, it seems like a, you know, call it a CIA operation, for lack of a more nuanced way to describe it. And so I've said that, it's my conjecture. And then you see in the Disney acquisition of certain Fox media properties, basically, the entire gutting of the operation, which seems to validate my conjecture. It's a bloated operation. They're all bloated. And why? You know, you watch Shepard Smith, you got, what, 20, 30 people sitting around typing with screens in front of them sometimes? Why? This is a lonely little operation. What do we have, one or two people? I mean, I'm here. We got Mr. Bordop, and who else? You know, people call in from time to time, and yet we seem to be able to get a handle on things about as well as these large operations with all kinds of resources at their disposal. Why can't they figure out the truth? Or are they on some kind of errand? Obviously. Anyway, the point was, originally, speaking of mentioning these stories, the point was to say that, you know, the gaslighting in particular, especially lately with the vaccine discussion and with related discussions, it's all of them, which is why I put that graphic together, GMO glyphosate vaccines, dirty power, the four horsemen of the health apocalypse. And when you look at each one of those, they're massive lobbying contingents. And they're not just in Congress. One of the great points that Del Bigtree made in the live stream, I guess you call it, that they did yesterday, Yale doctors are afraid to debate, ? Was Bobby Kennedy made a pretty shock, or Bobby Kennedy Jr., obviously, made a pretty shocking accusation, I guess, or statement during his talk in Connecticut. And he said, if this wasn't true, then vaccine manufacturers would sue me for libel. And so So, you know, you look at the optics of that, basically, and how this mechanism works. You think of C. Wright Mills' Power Elite and how these, you know, again, these overlapping contingents sort of conspire or work together. And so, you know, you have Adam Schiff calling on these large, you know, megalithic operations to shut down any discussion. It's just total, you know, draconian censorship. Heavy, heavy-handed stuff. You know, talk about misinformation and the hypocrisy of the whole discussion. One of the things that, one of the other points that Del Bigtree makes in the latest video we're hearing, speaking of pattern recognition, you see planes falling out of the sky, the way he puts it, and we're told that the aviation industry has been given the ability to regulate itself, essentially. It can do its own safety studies and so forth, and he says, that sounds familiar. Where have I heard that before? And then he says, you know, how can this happen? Because that's insane. You know, it's like asking the criminal if he, you know, the murderer, did you do it? We're just going to take you at your word. Did you do it? No, I didn't do it. He says he didn't do it. So, you know, the airline, you know, Boeing says it's perfectly safe. And, you know, speaking of that, I think that whole discussion is a red herring, by the way. I've sort of alluded to this, but, you know, the fact that now suddenly, oh, yeah, there are similarities. Sure, there are similarities. The similarities are that there are back doors to the software. And when everybody, you know, a large contingent, more than half of the folks on the Ethiopian flight were UN dignitaries. They were the young upstarts who were going to change the world, as one headline put it. That's not suspicious at all. We've never seen that before, right? High-profile political figures dying in plane crashes, that's, you know, that doesn't happen. Except when it does, that's another one of those patterns. We don't need to shoot them down anymore because, or, you know, poke a hole in the cabin so that they all, you know, it depressurizes, they lose oxygen, and they all, you know, asphyxiate, you know, they aspirate or whatever you call it. We don't have to do that anymore because we can, you know, kind of like flying stuff from Creech Air Force Base halfway around the world, we could just do it from a laptop somewhere. Remember that Vice piece where they talked about how you can hack somebody's car? Look, I'll hack your car, and now I'm driving from my laptop. Fun stuff. So I think all of that discussion is red herring. But, you know, when you hear, oh, it was an $80,000 part, and on a $400 million plane, really? Anyway, absurd. So, back to the point, though. I talk about the mainstream stuff to, you know, combat the gaslighting, and again, it feels like, you know, Schrodinger's cat, doesn't it? Sure, Bobby Kennedy was there. I mean, it's the Orwellian unpersoning. Yeah, he was there, but was he really there? Mainstream press didn't talk about it. And also, it's in an effort to, you know, in biblical sort of fashion, to tie the fox's tails together so that, you know, these the intention, you know, again, Genesis 50, you know, what you meant for evil, God intended for good. So that you have these stories, and sometimes you can wire them back together a little bit and say, well, that's weird. You know, there's a story, for example, that I saw today. What was that? Oh, the measles story, we're handing out free measles vaccines. You know, you put that together with the World Health Organization announcement that I mentioned from 2009 all the time. We can fast track stuff. Sometimes we release a novel strain on populations. Okay, so riddle me this, Batman. If you got a stockpile of stuff for a novel strain and you want to make a few bucks, maybe you release a novel strain and then sell some vaccines. You know what I'm saying? That's never happened before either, except when it has, right? Speaking of patterns, stick around. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We'll be right back.
So, the point, once and for all, point is, you know, these stories are a way to hopefully combat the gaslighting, the propaganda, the Schrodinger's cat effect, the Orwellian unpersoning, and so forth. You know, again, to tie the fox's tails together and let them run off through the wheat fields of the enemy, basically, and essentially turn the machine around and let them burn their own crops down or grind up their own establishment with it. And it's just one of those moments, I think, where people need to say, okay, enough is enough. And you're lying. We're not supposed to, you know, we got to take the Ten Commandments out of stuff, but, you know, thou shalt not bear false witness to your neighbor. That's not a bad idea. Because as we slide down the post-truth continuum, that's what you see. I was thinking about it earlier this morning. So again, back to, you know, the, you know, Isaiah 5, woe to them who put light for dark, dark for light, evil for good, good for evil. I was reminded of wicked, you know, how wicked was a word that got turned upside down. And the satanic cultural inversion of the last half century or so. You know, again, since, you know, around the National Security Act of 1947 that created the NME, the National Military Establishment. And how we see that moving forward now. Again, Naomi Wolf is a Rhodes Scholar. But you don't hear from her much anymore. The establishment sort of handpicks its little sycophants and Pied Pipers and so forth. And those even that are groomed in establishment fashion who don't, you know, toe the line, well, they obviously, they get the silent treatment, right? The gaslighting, the unpersoning, and all that nonsense. Stick around, second hour coming up. We'll be right back.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.